USA Radio News.
Two people were shot at a cemetery in Racine, Wisconsin. Police describe the shooting as a critical incident and urge people to stay away from Graceland Cemetery. It is not immediately known if any suspects were taken into custody. President Joe Biden says enough is enough as he addressed the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings.
For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough, enough? After Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
The president called for a ban of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Leaders in Washington are moving forward with new gun control laws.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21, an attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bank of America Corp's Merrill Lynch unit must pay more than $15.2 million to thousands of customers who bought Class C mutual fund shares when Class A shares were available at substantially lower costs. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority said the company did not admit or deny wrongdoing in agreeing to the payout, which includes restitution and interest. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Scams were high during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The COVID-19 pandemic saw a sharp increase in costly government imposter scams. That's according to new research from the Better Business Bureau. Social Security scams have been topping the scams list since 2019. The FTC also says they're the most reported scam at this point in 2022. With relief funding during the pandemic, scammers also created grant programs to lure in victims. Medicare was the second most popular target of scammers. Since government scams peaked in early 2021, they have slowed, but people lost twice as much money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he welcomes allies' efforts to assist Ukraine in exporting wheat.
The problems with getting grain out of Ukraine is not caused by our sanctions. It's caused by Russia's war, President Putin's war against Ukraine.
Stoltenberg is in Washington, D.C. to prepare for the NATO summit in Madrid. This week, the Biden administration authorized another $700 million in military aid for Ukraine as its war to fend off Russia's invasion goes into the fourth month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.